This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
And it's a presentation of Gerritsen Building Supply. Christina Moroni is the theater teacher at Roseburg High School. Christina, thanks for being on this morning.
Thanks for having me.
So you have another virtual theater production. Tell us about it.
Yeah, it's our last show of the year. It is called Check Please. It's about a 30-minute play, and it's a great comedy. It's all online, as we've been doing this year, and it's a fun way to wrap up the year.
So tell us more about the plot. What happens?
Yeah, so it's about blind dating, and it's been modified to be performed online. So it's about dating over Zoom, but blind dates. So you always have the wacky bad dates that happen, and this is essentially getting to see a bunch of those play out.
Wow. So talk about putting it together. How many kids are involved?
We've got 10 kids in this show. And it was like our first show we did this year, where we rehearsed and recorded over Zoom. And then I put it all together into a video, and we've got it ready to go for this weekend.
So how does it work in terms of people accessing it?
So you can find more info and the link to access it on my website, rhsdrama.com. And this time we are doing another Name Your Own Price Tickets. So if you can pay $0 and want to see the show, we'd love for you to see the show. If you are in a place where you can donate and you feel so inclined, we appreciate it very much. And you can also see the show.
And obviously, I mean, the last year or so has been crazy for everybody. But in the world of theater, it's just been another way to embrace technology that was already there and shift things a bit.
Yeah, I think a lot of people got creative this year with how do we keep making theater, and this was the way to go. And so we're all excited to get back to in-person shows, but this is another tool for our toolbox that we can now pull out anytime we need to.
I was at Roseburg High last night for the school board meeting, and at one point there, before we got started, I was looking around and thinking about, you know, watching a theater production in there and how long that had been and how odd that felt.
Yeah, our last in-person show was February last year on that stage.
Wow. And looking ahead, how have the kids been doing with it this year? What's it like to instruct them and then do these things online?
I mean, it's nobody's ideal, obviously, but they're really grateful to have opportunities to make theater. Not everywhere is doing that right now, even if they'd normally have a theater program. So it's been really good for them and good for me, too. We've all been not only getting to have that camaraderie in a normal show, but also a new learning curve and getting to learn some new technology and more ways to make theater.
And I imagine when you get back to in-person shows, hopefully in the fall, that you might end up embracing still an online component to capture some of them.
Yeah, I've been talking with kids about that lately. Of course, we don't know what the fall will look like. We all hope we will have in-person shows. But if we ever find the need or desire to do an online show, now we know how to do that. So it's one more way that we can make theater.
So again, remind folks the name of the show and when they can access it.
It's called Check Please. It's about 30 minutes. You can access all of the ticket and streaming information on my website, rhsdrama.com. It is on demand all weekend, so from tomorrow morning through Sunday night, you can access it, and you can watch it as many times as you want. You can watch it whatever time you want from anywhere you want.
And also, I just noticed here in your notes, you've got a special live talkback happening tomorrow night.
I do. So we've been doing talkbacks the last couple of years, which is a Q&A session with the cast and crew, and we wanted to continue that this year. So I've been hosting them on YouTube Live on my YouTube channel. So tomorrow night we have one at 8 p.m. You can tune in there. We'll have the cast live online, and you can ask questions of them. Just listen to them talk about what this experience has been like. And if you can't make it at 8 o'clock tomorrow night, it will be on my YouTube channel still available after that. And the link for that is also on my website, and it's also in the description when you go to get a ticket for the show, in that description box there.
All right, Christina Moroni, RHS theater teacher, thanks for being on this morning.
Yeah, good to talk to you.
All right, 8:39 at News Radio 1240 KQEN, Morning Conversation, a presentation of Gerritsen Building Supply.